Good evening, David. I'm so glad to have you here.
It's my pleasure. Thanks for inviting me on the show.
David, have you often been on radio shows?
Oh, yes, quite often. To be frank, I love to be on the show.
Why?
You know, I want to know what people think about the TV series and about me, my acting, etc.
Okay, David. Let's first talk about the character you played in The X-Files. The character, whose name is Mulder, is supposed to be a believer. He deals with those unbelievable, weird, and often bizarre things and events. He must be, I mean Mulder, someone who really believes in the things he meets, in order to keep on probing into those mysteries.
That's true. Remember those words said by Mulder? What is so hard to believe? Whose intensity makes even the most skeptical viewer believe the paranormal and outrageous government conspiracies? With every reason to believe that life, in the persistence of it, is driving us out of our terrestrial sphere, etc., etc.
Fabulous. I guess, David, your contribution to the hit series is credibility. Now, let's talk about your personal experience. From what I've read, I know that starting from your childhood, you were always a smart boy, went to the best private schools, accepted at most of the Ivy League colleges. Not bad for a lower middle class kid from a broken family on New York's Lower East Side. So imagine Mum's surprise when you, who were on your way to a doctorate at Yale, took a few acting classes and got bitten by the bug.
You bet. My mother was real surprised when I decided to give up all that in order to become an actor.
Sure. But talking about Mulder, the believer in the X-Files, what about you, David? Do you believe it all in real life? The aliens? People from outer space? You know, UFOs? Government conspiracies? All the things that the TV series deal with?
Well, government conspiracies, I think, are a little far-fetched because, I mean, it's very hard for me to keep a secret with a friend of mine, and you're going to tell me that an entire government is going to come together and hide the aliens from us? I find that hard to believe. In terms of aliens, I think that the odds are there must be.
But you could believe in aliens?
Oh, yeah.
The character you played in The X-Files, Fox Mulder, is so dark and moody. Are you dark and moody in life?
I think so. I think what they wanted was somebody who could be this haunted, driven person, but not behave in that way, and therefore be haunted and driven, but also appear to be normal and not crazy at the same time. And I think that I can offer that.
What haunts you now? What drives you now?
What drives me is failure and success and all those things, so...
Where are you now? Are you haunted and driven? Failed or successful? Which?
Yeah, both.
All of the above?
I always feel like a failure.
Do you mean now you feel like a failure?
Yeah, I mean sometimes, you know, like, I come back to New York, so it's like everything is different. So I lie in bed and think, 2 years ago, 3 years ago, very different. Maybe I'm doing well. But then I think, you know, there are just so many other things that I want to do, and...
Your father and mother divorced when you were 11. Does that have an effect on your life today that you recognize?
Well, yeah. I think that the only way to think of it is that, you know, people are saying your wound is your gold, you know. Wherever you're hurt, that's where you become stronger. So that's what it's really about.
Okay, it's time for a short break. We'll be back in a minute. David Duchovny and the X-Files. Don't go away.